Okay, so verse 8 says, may all beings reach the seat of enlightenment. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when sitting down. Okay, so the seat of enlightenment, in Tibetan it's Dorje Den, and that is the Tibetan word for Bodh Gaya. And so Bodh Gaya is the place where the Buddha attained enlightenment. It's called the seat of enlightenment. Okay, Dorje means Vajra or indestructible, and then Den means seat. So, you know, the seat of indestructibility. So Bodh Gaya could be the external place where we attain enlightenment, but of course the real Bodh Gaya isn't right here, isn't it? So the real Bodh Gaya, that where we attain enlightenment, is inside our own heart. But every time we sit down, if we think, you know, may all beings reach the seat of enlightenment, then we're really, again, reaffirming our bodhicitta again and again. May all beings come to that place in their own heart that is the seat of their own enlightenment. So it's not like everybody has to go to Bodh Gaya and, you know, overload the infrastructure there and, you know, bottle up the buses and the roads and everything. But may all beings reach the seat of enlightenment. So it seems to me, you know, from the tantric tradition, that would probably refer to the indestructible drop, where the extremely subtle mind and wind reside, because it's that extremely subtle mind and wind that is what is going to become enlightenment, what is the actual Buddha nature from the tantric tradition. So every time we sit down, instead of just plopping ourselves on the chair and like, what do I got to do now, you know, to really sit down mindfully, and may all beings reach the seat of enlightenment. May they all come to that place within themselves where they can actualize enlightenment.